joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this evening's 3-1 home defeat at Worthing. Alan, we were a bit flat today. Touch of complacency, do you think?
No, not really. We just didn't do very well. We have beat up, to be honest. You know, we need a tackler. We need something to put their foot in. I didn't think we had it tonight. Didn't think we played very well. Got beat, simple as that. End of the run. We'll crack on again. That's what we'll do.
The warning signs were there in the first half, wasn't there? There's a few last-ditch moments before their first goal.
First 20 seconds of the game, ball guns down the wing, John Kirk tries to let it out, comes and gives the ball straight to them. And I think Tommy give the ball away and give it straight to them. So it's life. It's like a Southwest Football Club, but I noticed at the end that nobody was on the ground. We were top of the league and 13 games unbeaten. Flying, absolutely flying. And except for Martin Winwright, who's just come and pulled us there and stood at the gate as he always does and all the supports us and shakes me hand and keeps getting me chin up, and I've got to do my job right, which I know I've got to do. It becomes a disaster at this club, and so I'm well aware what it's like. It was like a morgue tonight, to be honest. I was disappointed with the crowd, to be honest. We've got a great set of supporters, but I thought it was quiet. And only 200 people there, 208-odd people, top of the league clash. Disappointed as well, and like I say, in the other end, everybody had piled out. So I think as a club, we've got to look at ourselves really and know how we lift each other. I'll lift the players, no doubt about that. And he'll get their job right on Saturday, and we'll prepare for that game. But I think as a club, we've got to look at ourselves, because every time we lose, it's a disaster on this place, and something's got to change.
Like you say, we've not become a bad side overnight, and it's indeed our first meaningful league defeat since Chatham away last season. What's important now is how we react to it on Saturday.
Of course, we'll bounce back with them or without the lads in that dressing room. We'll bounce back. It's no disaster whatsoever. They've done great. Got us in a great position in the league. Still 6 points clear. Whatever happens, we'll be back tomorrow night, I imagine. And we've got to win on Saturday, as simple as that. We've had a bad day up the office. You can't do nothing about that, but we'll bounce back. We've got some good players in the team. Just had a lot off night tonight, and we'll bounce back, no doubt about it.
Could Luke Garrard have done better for the third goal, or was he left exposed by the defence?
We are looking at it. The first ball were coming, he could have done. We are looked at it, and after that, it was exposed as well. I suppose a bit of 6-2 freeze. I wouldn't like to put my hat on it, to be honest. But it just so happens the lad's got 20 yards free space to actually to run at people, which we had all night. Never had a tackle him all night. Two full backs didn't do well. Midfield two were shocking, Tommy and Hooks. Dodgy, me as well not been out there. Bobby and Carl didn't do well. So it comes with a team really. Put the subs on there, didn't do well. So a bad day, like I say, a bad day. Like I keep saying, we'll bounce back, we'll always do. So it's not a problem, not a disaster.
In a similar incident to the Chipsy game on Saturday, we could have had a penalty for handball in the first half. Dean Lodge certainly thought it was inside the box.
Definitely, that's what I reckon. I couldn't see where I was, to be honest. I swear it was 2 or 3 yards in, that's what Lodge swears. I think he's quite an honest lad. Even if he's had a shock at the night, I think he's quite an honest lad, to be honest. So I couldn't see where I was, so I can't complain about it, to tell you the truth.
Max Huswick likes to play as what you might call a footballing centre-back, but there's a time and place, isn't there? He overplayed a bit today, got himself in trouble.
Yeah, he does. He's been doing it the last couple of weeks. Got to learn how to defend before we start playing. We've got some passes in the team. We try to get it down. We try to play. We try to get out wide. But the likes of Max isn't passing the ball well or not defending well. Likes of Tommy has been bottling all night and hasn't done anything. And Lodgy was non-existent. The three players who like to get it down, we need a bit. And Bobby didn't do enough. So we need to do a bit better all round. But we know that it's been a hell of a run. It was always going to come to end sometime. The shame it's happened tonight. But we'll go again. There's no reason why we can't go again.
You've had the same 11 the last 3 games now. Is it likely to be the same 11 on Saturday?
I doubt it. I think we'll let it change 1 or 2. I know I've got to sharpen things up, and we've got to look at ourselves. As you know, we've got 3 or 4 7 days in for people. That's not to change anybody. That's just to make us stronger. I feel so that in training on Thursday, I sense a bit of that we're all right and we're top of the league and all that, you know, and stuff like that. We've done well Saturday. Doesn't matter what anybody says, we've done well. But I'm not going to have all this gloom around the place. I'll get disappointed more than anybody, but I'll go back tonight and I'll make sure I think about it. I'll go at the game tomorrow. I'll make sure I do my job right. But like I say, I'll probably be going drinking my glass of Coke by myself when I go in the room now. But that's what happens at this football club thing. That's life, and that's what it's about. And like I say, as a club, we've got to build, and it's one of these things where I'll stick my chest out and front everybody up. But I think I'll be on my own tonight, to be honest. I think I don't, like I say, Malcolm's coming, put me like he always does, but I can't see too many people being around us now. Usually it's like 3 or 4 now. I say, oh, well done. But when things lose, I'm not so sure about this place, to be honest.
Mark Ham said on Saturday that perhaps we should concentrate on our own game rather than adapting our game to suit the opposition. What's your take on that?
It's true. We've got some good players, and but potential with squads there, potential wins, nothing. But we're talking about one defeat in 14 games, and the character to bounce back, and making a mistake about it, we'll bounce back.
Whitstable's not going to be an easy place to bounce back, though, is it? No. They're the only team before tonight in our league to beat us.
Yep. Yeah, but then again, you could go anywhere, and it's always the one where people look. But we've got no fear factor going. We'll make sure that we're prepared, and the players are fighting for their places for Thursday. In the end of the day, it might do a world of good, and people probably never hear me say that before because I hate losing. But it had to happen something, and it's happened now, and we can crack on now and get another run going.
Both Simon Hucker and Tommy Williams didn't look best pleased when you substituted them. Is that the sort of reaction you want, though?
Sometimes I've just had a crack in there. Come see his first year. The reason Tommy got taken off his crap, and I've told him that. The reason the Hucker got taken off his crap. So if it was done anywhere, I don't mind them smashing boards or being disappointed in their game, that's fine. But doing like try to front is why we're taken off. The reason we and them two are taken off because we're rubbish. Call up front was hopeless. That's why I got taken off. So and I've just told him that in there. So if I want to front is up, then front is up. But it's nice to do it in the chess room when everybody's not out on the pitch, and I think Tommy walked off, and that's a bit big time to be honest. But you know, he'll learn, and he'll get to find out his wages for that, and it's up to him.
But like you say, it's that sort of reaction that you want them to put back into the game on Saturday and produce 3 points for a Saturday at Whitstable.
If I'd have showed up with aggression on the pitch, it would have Hooks kicking the dugout or whatever, and Tommy storming off and having a few swear words or whatever. If I had to show that aggression in the game, we might have been alright, but it's easy doing it when you come off. But we'll be fine on Saturday, and we'll be fine on Saturday, and we'll get 3 points there.